Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 304 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you every week. Get the podcast, anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on iTunes and Spotify. While you're there, five-star rate and review. Really, the podcast is available on any podcast platform that you choose to listen to. Anyone you do, though, please, five-star rate and review. I love reading those reviews and sharing them and telling the world about the best podcast listeners out there. That is you guys. The Patreon's got all the bonus episodes that we did in the past. Patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar, a better gift than the gift of protein bars this holiday season. That didn't really come out that good, but whatever. Check them out, BuiltBar.com. Use code WWBROPODCAST. Save yourself 10% on your order. If you're a marshmallow fan, they got a lot of marshmallow thingies over there. Check them out. Sail Away Coffee. I mean, any day now, the candy cane flavor is going to come out. The candy cane mint peppermint coffee that everybody loves is coming out. SailAwayCoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. Save 10% on your order. That's the place to be. The maple vanilla is still available, so that's a good flavor to get as well while you're looking to savor the flavor of Sail Away Coffee. SailAwayCoffee.com, WWBRO10, 10%. I was actually just talking to him on the way home tonight, my buddy John Ziegler. Go give his comedy special a watch. Yeah, actually, CBS News did a little piece on him, which is really nice. You can check it out on his Instagram page over at John Ziegler Comedy and click the link in his bio and watch his special, John Ziegler Getting My Affairs in Order. If anybody would like to see me do some live stand-up comedy, I will be at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey, December 22nd and 23rd. I'm opening for my buddy Ryan Marr. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come down and laugh before the whole Christmas mess starts. You can get tickets at catcharisingstar.com. Well, everybody, I do apologize for not being here last week. I put a bonus episode, a best of episode up last week. I do apologize. I was under the weather. I was sick. So got a little residual cold, but I'll cough here and there. We'll get through it, though. But I was bad last week. I was shot. I was run down. I didn't have a voice. So instead of doing a Mushad podcast on a Mushad Monday, I'm like, you know what? Let me throw a best of episode up. We'll regroup and we'll talk about things next week. And what a week it was. Not only was it Thanksgiving week, which is my favorite holiday, and I hope everybody had a happy, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving. And whatever that, you know, listen, I know some people don't have, you know, spend time with their families or are close with their families or have families. You know, people lose loved ones. And whatever Thanksgiving is for you, you know, I hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, people like to hang out with friends on Thanksgiving. People like to be alone. And listen, that's okay, too. It is a day to give thanks to what you have, even what you lost, you know, as our family, we do every year. We lost, you know, a number of good people on both sides. And those memories always come through at the table as we're talking, we're laughing. And one tradition we do keep going is going around the table and saying what we're thankful for. My mother used to love to do that. We hated me. Remember, they hated doing it. You know, talking about emotions and dealing with stuff at the table is not really our forte, but you know what? Unanimously, everybody said my family being, you know, here and enjoying everything and another year sitting down with these people and having a Thanksgiving dinner, which is, you know, just something little that you can be thankful about. because who knows what a year brings, you know? So it was a lot of fun spending the day with my family. The things I said I was thankful for was my family, being around the table once again. I said I'm thankful for getting to watch the Mugmos grow up and seeing what they're doing. And my car, the Rock Creek. I was thankful for that because I'm very thankful. I worked hard for them. I love it. I'm sorry. Just thankful. You know that, hey, listen, we still got air in our lungs and we're still going. It's a good holiday, you know, really. I mean, everybody thinks about the food and everything else, but to me, it's a family holiday. And that's what I love about Thanksgiving, is spending that time with family and just like reminiscing and going back and, you know, having conversations and laughing about people who are not there anymore that made the holiday what it is. And another Thanksgiving in the books, and now we're in the holiday season. You know, Christmas is fast approaching. It's less than a month away. And, it's going to be the end of the year, and we're going to start this whole New Year's thing over again, but we're not going to get too far into that. That'll be, you know, we'll talk about that down the road as it comes. I want to talk about the amazing weekend that I had. And something that I got to experience with my best friend, Nick. We're huge fans of the Bouncing Souls. We have been for over 25 years. For me, it was the Soccer Ball album or the self-titled album. My brother got me that for Christmas. 1 year, I think it was like 96. And I was hooked. And that was it. Bouncing Souls have been my favorite band since then. I love their music. It's the great thing about the Bouncing Souls is that their music is inspirational. It's fun. They got great lyrics. It's emotional. It's everything. It's everything that you'd, you know, it's a mix of everything. They have songs that are like, you know, who's going to throw the toilet off the roof? About literally throwing a toilet off the roof. You know, Shark Attack, about being on the road and eating people's food. To songs like Serenity. Kate is great. Crucial Moments. You know, these songs that have a lot of meaning to them. And they're just a fun band. You know, they got you really thinking about life one moment and just rocking out, having fun the next. And to me, that's a great mix. And that's, you know, it's almost like a mixtape, but one band. And the Bouncing Souls, you know, like I said, I've seen them a million times. Some great memories going to see them with my friends. You know, it was like a big non-scale victory a few years ago going to see them again. It's actually on a boat, which was totally out of my comfort zone. And a few years ago, a year ago maybe, or 2 years ago, a friend of me and Nick's, my friend Frank, our friend Frank, said that the bassist Brian is a tattoo artist and has a shop near Asbury Park, New Jersey, called Anchors Away Tattoo. Let's make an appointment. Let's go down. And at first, it was one of those things like, yeah, man, let me know. Absolutely. I'd love to do it. Totally in. And then Nick got the ball rolling, and we actually did it. We made the appointment. Frank, unfortunately, couldn't make it. So it was me and Nick. And at first, to be honest, and Nick doesn't know this, I was going to back out. I was nervous, you know. Not about getting tattooed, but just the whole process. I'm a creature of habit. I like being in my comfort zone, and that's a bad thing sometimes. But I don't know. I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know how it was going to be. So when I have a lot of unsure moments, sometimes I'll back away from it. But I'm like, you know what? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I love this band. I would love the opportunity to have their lyrics tattooed on me by the guy who sings them every night and, you know, probably helped write them. And you know, and I don't know the whole dynamic of who writes the songs, but I'm just saying, like, it's a big thing. So we went down. Nick's daughter actually came with us, which was awesome too. Cause I don't get to spend, you know, a lot of time with her. And I love spending time with her. She's awesome. Nick's daughter is a character like Nick himself. She's such a good kid. And it was great because we're sharing this, you know, he's sharing, I'm not saying way, but he's sharing this moment with his daughter. And he got a great picture. When we got there, Brian was drawing Nick's tattoo up and he pulled over a chair and was showing her, like, you know, how he does it on the iPad and what she can download and get. And, you know, she was drawing because, you know, and it was a cool moment, you know. And, you know, a lot of times when you like a band, you like, I don't know, like an artist or something, you almost dehumanize them a little bit. They're not human. They're just that thing. And as soon as we walked in, Brian was cool, man. It was just, we had great conversations. It wasn't awkward. We talked about what we wanted. We even talked about, like, you know, how we got into the band and different shows we went to. Like, I brought up the show right away. I'm like, hey, one of my favorite shows ever was you guys, NoFX and High Standard. And Brian even gave me a backstory to that show. About High Standard and how he keeps in touch with the guy still and things he's into. And it's really cool because so many things circle around this band for me. It's not, you know, it's my first tattoo ever was the Bouncing Souls logo. I got a couple of Bouncing Souls tattoos. Just their songs, I mean, speak to me and lift me up when I'm not feeling good and I need something to just snap out of it. I can put on a, you know, like one of those songs that's not serious. It's, you know, it's a good time party song. I want to get, like, you know, I want to be in my emotions. I can find those songs as well. And it's awesome listening to Brian talk about his process and the band. And it's something I'll never forget. And I got tattooed on me, kind of see it here if you're watching. It says Fight to Live, which is one of their songs. And it's got a great beat to it. And I've always loved this song. Because it kind of, like, talks about somebody at their first show, like going to that first punk rock show or first show, you know, and just the whole thing, like fight to live, live to fight. It's kind of like my journey, you know. I'm fighting and fighting and fighting, and just, you know, occasionally need a little reminder. And it's just an old school American traditional big bold tattoo on my hand, something I've always wanted. And the bassist from my favorite band put this on, and it was surreal. And the day went by. We were there all day from 11 o'clock to we left there after 5. And it went by so fast and just really great hang. And we're going to see them December 6th at Mulcahy's in Wantagh. And I can't wait. I can't wait. And to me, the Bouncing Souls are one of those bands that gotten better with age. Their music has gotten better, and I'm these last 20 something over 25 years of being a fan of this group, you know, and experiencing what I experienced Saturday was all time. It really was. It's actually hard to talk about. It's hard to put the words because we're sitting there just shooting the shit, just talking. I told him I was a comedian. We were talking about that, you know, And this guy has played with every band that I love. He's talking about guys just like his, they're his friends, like, you know, like Lars from Rancid and Fat Mike from NoFX. Like, they just, these guys they know. And it's just so cool that it's like that one degree of separation. And I brought up CM Punk to him. Because CM Punk is a huge Bouncing Souls fan, has Bouncing Souls tattoos as well. And he's like, yeah, man, Phil's awesome. He's talking about how, you know, he hung out with them, tattooed them, and he wrote a set list for them one time. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is like, you know, this is just the coolest thing ever. I'm like, I'm 44 years old, and it's like I'm a kid again. Kid in a candy store, literally. But except I'm an adult in a tattoo shop. And for me, tattoos have become an expression for myself. I never thought when I started getting tattoos it would turn into this. I wanted to get one for my 21st birthday, and I was hooked after that. And over the years, I've just gotten more and more. And my father hates it. He said, you know, when you're born, you're perfect, you're pure. And he goes, you've mocked up your body. Just a parent thing to say. My dad doesn't have any tattoos. Me and my brother do. My brother actually said he thinks he's done getting tattoos. He thinks he's got what he wants. Which is, if you know my brother, it's a Mike D thing. He's like, you know, he's good. Me, on the other hand, I want to be sleeved. I want to be covered. I just love the way it looks. To me, I'm a big baby. So, people think, oh, the pain of the tattoos. For some reason, when I'm getting tattooed, it hurts, but it's a different kind of hurt. And I just love the finished result. And my tattoos all have meanings to me, you know, each different meanings to it. And even the silly ones, like the Luke's Diner. I have Uncle Cheese. I have the Islanders. I have on this one, Star Wars. I have the Winged Eagle championship belt. I have something for my mother on this arm and here. Everything means something. And I have a story now that goes with this one. You know, people ask me about, I guarantee, you know, it's on my hand. People are going to ask me about the tattoo. And I'll have a story that goes with it. A story of this love of music that I have for the, you know, this band, the Bouncing Souls, what their music has meant to me over the years. And, you know, still in my 40s, this band is, you know, to me, my favorite. And getting to meet the bassist and having him tattoo lyrics and a song title onto me, you know, to me is all time. It's just something that, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You know, it's like if Robert De Niro tattooed Jimmy's face when he's smoking this cigarette in Goodfellas on my arm. You know, that's like, da-na-na-na, and he's just looking, and he's just smoking the cigarette. Like, that's my favorite, like, one of my favorite all-time movie scenes. But that's what it's like. That's if he tattooed that on me, if Robert De Niro tattooed that scene on me or something. That's what that's like. And the day got better from there. We drove home. I watched Survivor Series. As you guys know, I'm a huge wrestling fan. And speaking of CM Punk, he made his long-awaited return to WWE after 9 years. And after, like, everybody speculating what was going to happen, when that music hit, I lost my mind. I was in the cigar lounge. I was watching it on my phone. I had my earbuds in, and I'm screaming. I'm like, look, it's CM Punk. It's CM Punk. And my friend Tommy, he's such a good guy. He's like, oh, yeah. And he goes, what's going on over there? And he's actually, like, entertained me telling him about it. And he was like, oh, nice. He pretended like he cared for 2 seconds. So, yeah, it was just a great, great day, great weekend. Giants won again. You know, and it's the Giants have a quarterback who is every Italian kid from the age of like 20 to 30. This guy, Tommy DeVito, 25 years old, New Jersey native, grew up 12 miles from MetLife Stadium where the Giants play. And he is the classic Italian guy. He made a statement a couple of weeks ago that, you know, yeah, I live at home still. Mom does laundry, chicken cutlets every day. It's awesome. And people like were joking about that, but they don't realize that's how it is. Excuse me. So I lived at home, kind of at home until a couple of years ago. No, but like, you know, with my family, you know, I lived not in the apartment downstairs, but I lived upstairs in my, and I didn't move out until I got engaged. I was almost 30. But when my mother was alive, she did everything for us. She did laundry, cooked, cleaned, spoiled us. We were spoiled. Like I'm ruined. You know, and when Tommy DeVito said that, it's like, yeah, that's what it's like. My grandmother was the same way. And it's fun, you know, being Italian and coming from that background, that the quarterback of my favorite football team is kind of like, you know, embracing all those things. He does this when he scores a touchdown. I don't know what it's called. I'm going to do the Gindaloon hands. His family's all there. It's just awesome. It was just so watching that Sunday. It was a great weekend, you know, a Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, this is like the perfect weekend to be thankful for. All of my teams won. The Hurricanes, the Islanders. You know, the Giants. The Knicks. They lost on Sunday, but you know what I'm saying. It's leading up to Thanksgiving, everybody won. It was just a great weekend, you know? Just, you know, a weekend that, you know, I'll remember forever. And something that, you know, I am thankful for. We do focus on the negatives a lot. And I had a weekend full of positives. Hung out with my friends, my family. Got tattooed by the guy from the Bouncing Souls, the bassist of the Bouncing Souls. But you can go to Anchors Away Tattoo on Instagram and you can actually see my tattoo on there, which is awesome. So yeah, it's just an all in all good weekend. And you know, it's one of those weekends where it's like, okay, we'll think about weight loss later. You know, let's just enjoy ourselves. And you remember that life is there to be lived. And it motivates you to keep wanting to do things to do that. And be a part of things, not miss out. And like I said, like, you know, me and Nick getting the tattoos together was a big thing because, you know, I went to shows with him. That's who I went to shows with. We listened to every Bouncing Souls album that came out afterwards. We would listen in the cars and at our houses. And, you know, it's a bond that you have. And it's, you know, just one of those once in a lifetime things that I'll always remember. And I'm thankful that I got to do it. And I'm glad I didn't back out. And I bet Nick didn't know I was thinking of backing out, but I don't think I would have, but it just, you know, I get nervous about things. Anyway, it was an awesome weekend, and, you know, we can get back to talking about weight loss and all that miserable and magical next week. I just wanted to share that with you, and happy to be back actually doing a podcast, not being sick, just enjoying the whole damn thing. So, and as always, I'm thankful for everybody who's listening to this podcast and continues to hang in there with me. It means a lot. So thank you. And you definitely were in my thoughts over the Thanksgiving weekend as well. Couldn't wait to tell you guys this stuff. So thank you once again. And yeah, I can't, it's just hard to almost put in the words still. I mean, I went over my head a million times, but it was just a phenomenal weekend. If anybody wants to know more, just please DM me. I'll tell you all about it. Maybe I can form a complete sentence from writing it. Anyway, we are played out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. Check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, 5-star rate and review the podcast. Download this song. And check out his new band, Demon Scar, dropping new music like crazy. DemonScar.bandcamp.com. Only one place to go, Long Island, for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli. Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show, and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me, because it is that good. Finnsdeli.com. I want to thank everybody for joining me here for episode 304. Have an awesome week, and I'll talk to you later.